Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Boneki band Brainwave here to talk about their nationwide Ill Intent, the release tour that is happening in November, and we've got the first gig at yours happening. Oh, sorry, it's not their first gig, it's actually the third gig, but it starts on Friday and they're going to be at yours here in Otapoti on the 16th. Kia ora, guys.
Howdy, hey, how's it going?
What's up?
It's going good. Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to talk to you guys. So you guys are, well, I would call you a hardcore band, but how would you describe your sound? How would you describe Brainwave's sound?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Brainwave is like what we call like a crossover, which is kind of like the intersection between hardcore music and thrash metal. So it's kind of like, you know, fast thrash stuff mixed with, you know, some moshy hardcore and some heavier parts.
Yeah, when I'm listening to you guys, the drumming is epic, and I really enjoy that. In every song that I've listened to of yours, it is the drum heaviness is one of my favorite things about it.
Thanks. Yeah, like definitely Angus's drumming is like incredible. I think I joined the band like earlier in the year, and I've played in a couple other bands with lots of other drummers, but like playing in a room with Angus and like the sheer power that he has behind the kit, it's like sometimes we'll be playing a song and I'll just get distracted because I'll just be watching him like go ham all around the kit, and I'll be like, damn, this is crazy.
So on that note, do you want to introduce yourselves and the other members of your band who aren't here right now and what you will play?
Sweet. Yeah, so I'm Ian. I play one of the guitars. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, awesome. I'm Joram. I play the other one of the guitars. And then we have Rob, who's on vocals. We have Caleb on bass. And then Angus, who is our notorious drummer.
Epic. Thank you for the introductions. And your tour starts in Poneke on Friday, correct?
Yep, absolutely. It's our first show in the hometown of Wellington. We're so excited. Yeah, we've been looking forward to these shows for so long. It's been like such a long process getting this record out, and then these shows that we're about to play have been kind of this thing in the distant future, and it's finally arrived. But yeah, Wellington, and then we're going to be jumping on the plane the very next day, heading to Christchurch, and then down to Dunedin, which will be the first time I think any of us have played the South Island, which is so exciting.
Oh, very cool. And you've picked yours, which is an epic venue. And you've got, my God, when I look at the tour poster, an incredible lineup of supporting acts. Like, especially as someone who is definitely a big follower of the local scene, you guys have got some epic, epic people playing with you. Do you guys want to talk about the process of finding those people and getting it all together?
So we're so grateful to have all the people supporting us on these shows. We have Martial Law from Hamilton. They're sort of our main, they're our partners. We're doing this whole run of shows with them. We've played with them a lot. Love them. If you haven't already, check out Martial Law. Such a sweet band. Heading down though, down south, we've got Shove It from Nelson. They're going to be joining us for our Christchurch and Dunedin shows, along with bands like Vagina Dry, Strap, Only You, and Kisser. Absolutely stacked lineup. We love all these guys. We've seen a lot of them play. Vagina Dry and Only You played Wellington not too long ago. The other bands we have never seen. We've seen them online on the Instagram, and they look sick, and so I'm so excited to finally see them in real life.
Awesome. And Ian, you mentioned before that you've just entered the band at the start of this year, so you guys have gone from a 4-piece to a 5-piece. How was the original formation of Brainwave? How did you guys all meet each other and come together?
I guess like from my perspective, it's like it's cool because like I've been friends with everyone for ages just through hardcore. My old band, Severed Beliefs, that I play drums in, we played with Brainwave, and it was like Brainwave's first show. So it was cool like being a fan of that band for ages. and seeing them do their thing and go from five piece back to four piece and then like joining the band as a second guitarist was like pretty big privilege and a pretty big honor for me, just like enjoying the band for ages. And especially when I joined, they were already playing like some of the songs on the new album, which had just come out, Ill Intent. They started playing a couple of those songs live, and I remember seeing them when I wasn't in the band and being like, these new songs are like so cool and so crazy, and they've taken like such a cool direction with it. To later be like asked to join was like pretty awesome and pretty cool, and to be in a band with a bunch of my friends is like made it really comfortable for sure, just like kind of fitting in, and it's just like it's been great so far.
And where do you feel, especially with this new sound that you guys have all taken, how do you think that fits in to the pretty rapidly evolving Wally hardcore scene?
You want to take this one, Jaro?
Yeah, bro, yeah. I mean, the idea of Brainwave and the sort of like the crossover thrash metal sort of influence, I think all that credit goes to our vocalist Rob, and I think Angus as well was sort of the two of the founding members, and also shout out Connor. Connor was one of the original guitarists in the band, but he's gone on to do other things. Yeah, that was kind of this inception where we have New Zealand is like really cool. There are so many different bands doing different things, and this was kind of like a sound that we didn't really see a lot in the country. And so, yeah, huge shout out to Rob and Connor and stuff for choosing this direction. As far as the Wellington scene goes, we really don't have anyone else sort of doing a crossover thing. And I think that's just due to there's not like a million bands. You know, we're still very like the core unit of like Wellington hardcore and even just New Zealand hardcore in general. It's very tight. It's very small. And we're super grateful for everybody that is in a band and puts on shows and does all these things. But yeah, it's really cool. I feel like I'm riffing way too hard here, but like no pun intended, but the domestic scene, like your local community sort of really shapes your sound. And so when we were sort of trying to figure out what does like this crossover sound, how does that exist here in Wellington? We were sort of looking to our friends' bands. So like you mentioned Severed Beliefs and all of these other bands in Wellington who had like a very like heavy metallic sound. And so that was something that we drew inspiration from rather than sort of leaning into, I guess, like the cheesiness of like some of the metal things. We like leaned harder into the more metallic sound. And that's, yeah, I guess that's just the effect of like writing music with your friends and your contemporaries in mind is sort of like, what are what are the people coming to the local shows? What do they want to hear? And then how do we sort of put our own flavor into it? So yeah, it's been like a really fun evolution trying to figure these things out.
That's very cool. That makes me wonder when you talk about getting those influences from your friend's band. I wonder if going on tour and experiencing all these different local hardcore scenes is going to change your music in any way.
It's definitely like something I'm really excited to like see is like playing around the country or just in different places in general is seeing like different little ecosystems of other bands and seeing how that's kind of existed in local scenes as well. And seeing, you know, like what local influences have made in the music. Like, I definitely feel that like playing up in Auckland and stuff is very much kind of like an Auckland sound and Auckland style to the bands, as well as like going to Hamilton as well with such like a rich history of hardcore music in general that like Hamilton has. Like, you can see the effects there. So yeah, it's going to be really cool, like traveling everywhere and just seeing all these different flavors of like punk and hardcore and all these bands that we play with. So I'm definitely like really excited.
I'm excited too. I think I feel like in the past couple of months, it's sort of been the only gigs I've going to, whether it's been intentional or not, but I've been to a lot of hardcore gigs lately. And I think I'm really excited for you guys to experience the Otipoti scene. It's so cool here and I love the community and I like, and I think this kind of goes for all hardcore gigs, for something that on the surface is so sort of rough and, for lack of a better word, aggressive, it's so safe and friendly and kind of and everyone just gets along, and that's one of my favourite things about the scene here, so I hope that it's like that for you guys. When we're talking about your new album, you guys have said that it explores themes of hopelessness, loss, and the brutality of everyday life. I feel like that the brutality of everyday life thing, where not to beat a very, very dead horse, but we're living in a pretty tumultuous time right now, politically, environmentally, everything. It feels like the proverbial crap has really hit the fan. Do you think that that helps you in the writing process? Do you, is it inspirational? Are you trying to channel it, push out your anger with music? How does it affect you, those themes that you talk about?
Yeah, I'll just, Ian, you can maybe go on after this if you got some ideas, but like, not to speak on behalf of Rob, who writes our lyrics, but the idea of like the brutality of everyday life, I'm sure we can all relate to being stuck in a bad job or just, you know, the mundane things can really beat you down. And especially when you sort of have aspirations for, you know, like a hope for this bright future. And yeah, like you said, not to be any details, but like, yeah, they're out. Like, we're experiencing some of the, like, the lowest employment rates, or the highest unemployment rates, I should say, in the country at the moment, for like since the 90s or whatever. So it's been like interesting to like explore these ideas and sort of have real life stories like incorporated in these songs. But then there's also like quite an element of fantasy in this album. And if you look at the cover, it's got this barbarian-esque warrior on it. And so like, I think that just comes with the genre as well, like incorporating and weaving in these ideas of kind of like good versus evil and, you know, like this brutality of like fighting through the hordes of darkness and stuff like that. So yeah, there's like a few layers to it. But yeah, I'm stoked. I think the songs that everyone can relate to.
For sure.
And
I reckon like from like a performance standpoint, I think like playing heavy music and aggressive music is just kind of like, for me, like just dealing with like, you know, just how the world is right now and just sort of the tension there. It's like, it's nice that within that there are communities like hardcore and stuff, where like everyone is like similar and like-minded, and we all kind of like realize that like all this stuff is going on, but we've kind of like created our own space where we can have an outlet for, you know, just sort of like our frustration and stuff, whether it's like, you know, going to shows or playing music or performing music or writing music. I think it's like super cool and so special that there is a space for us to sort of like kind of channel that frustration into something.
That's what my mother has always said, because she's an artist, and she always says that even in the roughest times, when everything else, when it feels like there's no hope and everything's really hard, at least people will make good art. And I think that's very true in your guys' case. You mentioned the barbarian on the album art. I really like that album art. Who did that for you guys?
Great question. Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Cam, Cam Parker, Spiral Wizard on Instagram. He did us an absolute, I don't know, it's incredible artwork. We got to see it evolve. He sent us sort of like working photos and everything. Amazing tattoo artist. I'm not too sure where he's currently based, but yeah, we're so stoked on that. That was actually one of the first things in the album that got done, like quite early on. We like sort of had this idea and then kind of like almost sat on it for about a year, just trying to like get everything else to catch up.
That's very rare. You hear that the album art came first and everything else followed. And when you were talking before about you two not writing the lyrics, what is the creation process like for your songs? How does it, so do you do lyrics first, chords first? How does it progress for you guys?
So we started this process, it was probably about 2 years ago now that we started. So it's been quite a long journey. But yeah, we all practice. We had this shed, this sort of storage unit that we practiced in, and we jammed and sort of built up the instrumentals. Sometimes that would look like me, you know, on the computer writing stuff and then sending it to the band. And then we'd go to the shed and sort of play it and sort of figure out if it worked or not. So most of these songs, yeah, they sort of took place in our little space. Everyone has their little space, and that was our one. And then we could have just like the normal thing of once you get sort of like a shape for the song, we made little demos, put some vocals on it, made sure that it all worked and we're happy with it. And then that went to, the final stage of the recording and the mix and everything. Yeah.
Very, very cool. I like the collaborativeness of it all. It all sounds very natural. I think that's very fun. Do you ever find yourselves editing sort of your songs later on, or especially now that you've got a new musician in the group, how did that, did you change any of your songs to fit that sound of having the new guitarist there?
I feel like, it's been fun joining and kind of having like a little like sprinkle of like Ian-ness here and there and stuff. And like, it was cool. I got a shred of solo on one of the songs. That was super dope. But yeah, I feel like it's been fun because Joram, I feel like you had like kind of like ideas for like two guitar part arrangements, so it's been cool being able to do that live as well, which is sick and fun. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, maybe this is like a little bit peel back the curtain thing, but like we had been a four piece for quite a long time, for like many years, and it worked, you know. We wrote songs that worked with the four of us. And then as we were sort of getting into this, writing this album, I was writing these like extra lead parts over the songs, just prior to Ian joining. And it sort of got more and more and more, and to the point where I was like, this is becoming a problem because I can't play both of these parts, which means I'm going to have to just play one or the other, which isn't true to the song. And so that began the discussion of like, okay, well, you need a second guitarist to play these things because the songs are sounding pretty cool. And yeah, Ian came along and put a little bit of like flavor into the recording songs. Like, as he mentioned, ripped a sick solo and played a few other parts. But, you know, and not to jump the gun, but I'm so excited to explore what writing songs looks like for the next thing with Ian like way more ingrained in the process.
Oh, very cool. It sounds like Ian, like you allowed Brainwave to realize its full potential.
Yeah, hopefully.
Final form.
That's final form.
We'll see.
It's
we'll
evolved.
See if I step on anyone's toes, you know.
Here's where we find out. Here's where the band drama starts.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you both so much for coming in and talking to me today. It's been really lovely to talk to you guys. You've been great. I'm very excited to see the Ill Intent release tour.
Starting. Hell yeah. We're so excited.
So good luck. It's about to be crazy for you guys. You're about to be flat out. Plane, bus, another bus. It's going to be you guys.
Dude, it's going to be so good. I just want to throw in one quick shout out to Jazz Club Records as well. We put out this record on vinyl, which is like a dream come true. So Jared from Jazz Club, biggest shout out. Also Lewis, our engineer, made everything sound as good as it does.
Hell yeah. Shout out Jazz Club Records. Get Ill Intent from Brainwave on vinyl while you're at it.
Insane.
Okay,
you can get an orange.
Oh,
you can get an orange vinyl. Yeah,
that's reason enough. Well, hey, thank you guys so much. We'll see you in Dunedin on Sunday at yours.
Wait, see you there.
Let's go. Thank you for having us.
That's all good. Ka kite.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.